Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jason.
Where are you?
I come to you from across the street from the legendary Guinness Brewery at St. James Gate in Dublin.
Oh, man. I was just there. It seems like not very long ago.
It's a little damp out. It's been raining a little bit, as is the Irish way, where it suddenly is very sunny, and then it rains for, like, cats and dogs for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it sort of stops again.
So Ireland, then. You're in Ireland, is what you're saying.
I am 100% in Ireland.
All right. How's it going? I just wanted to do a little check-in. I got a note from somebody who's a subscriber who said, have you canceled the podcast? And I said, no, Dan's just on his honeymoon. So how's it been going?
It's been going very well. My honeymoon is over, literally. And no, just literally. Just literally. I am on to WorldCon, the World Science Fiction Convention, which is being held here in Dublin, and goes through Monday. And you and I have been at WorldCons before, but you're not here this year.
I didn't come to Dublin this year. This is true. Lots of other things going on, I suppose, and I have been to Ireland a lot recently, which means I love it. And I was looking at your little dot on Find My Friends and noting all of the places you've been, because I've been in Dublin so many times recently that I know. I'm like, oh, he's right over by this, and now he's over there by that. And that's been kind of fun to watch your little dot and live vicariously through your tiny dot, purple dot.
I've tied my phone to one of these horse-drawn carriages and just having it pulled around the city just for entertainment.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. But then call you, all I get is nays.
Clip-clop.
A little coconut thing happening, yeah.
I think maybe also the rain is... I want to blame part of it on calendars. Like, when you defy calendar, he sends you a rainstorm.
It's true. Well, we're almost right on for calendar now, because it's 1 hour short of our usual time. I know it feels later for you.
It does. It's 4 p.m. here in Dublin, which is... So, finding a time that worked, you know, right? Like a time where you're awake and I am not, like, engaged in, you know, going to dinner or something like
that.
It's a little tricky at the eight hour spread. Yep. I will note for you, Jason, special detail for you particularly. There's a gentleman standing across from me in line for the Guinness Brewery wearing a San Francisco Giants hat. So I feel that you're represented.
I'm there, basically. I might as well be there.
In spirit, if nothing else.
I have had those things. I was walking down a street in Copenhagen, Denmark, once, and there was a guy walking the other way. And he had a Cal shirt on, and I just did a Go Bears to him as we walked by, because that's what you do, and it's just pretty funny that, yeah, they're out there. There's a Giants fan out there.
Yeah,
a lot of bloody Americans in Ireland all the time, quite honestly.
Both my wife and I have been wearing our Red Sox hats on our entire trip, and we get, I have, no matter where I go in the world, I inevitably get somebody, whether they're an American, you know, from Boston, or just somebody who recognizes the Red Sox hat. People always comment on it.
Yeah.
Like, even I was in Mexico last year, and they were like, oh, world champions. I was like, this year it's been a little more downbeat.
Yeah, a little bit.
But yeah, it's another universal signifier that I feel like bestows that same degree of camaraderie.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's a fun little thing. So, I guess I need to do I need to keep you up to date on what's been happening while you've been gone? Have you not been paying attention studiously?
I'm dipping in and out. I have no idea since it's since the time zones are a mess. I wrote a Macworld column this week. I have no idea if it's up at this point, but it will probably appear by the time this gets released. Maybe
I don't know. I'll look for that. I'll look for that. I'm sure.
So I was trying. There it is.
See? You want me to post that to sixcolors.com? I could probably do that from right
sure,
here.
That'd be great. Sure. Why not?
All right. I'll do that.
Yes. I'm trying to keep my hand in and keep abreast of the goings on. But I'm sure I've missed some stuff. I've seen that there's been a lot of betas.
A lot of betas. Yep.
I'm a couple betas behind on my iPad because the internet where I am is not great. So downloading a multi-gigabyte beta update and installing it on my iPad, which is the only thing I have other than my phone, has proved to be not a great idea.
I can see that. I can totally see that. Well, let me Has the beta treated you okay, or have you been, you know, are you regretting having the beta?
I definitely run into some issues, especially in Safari. I feel like a lot of the stuff that they've been working on for that whole desktop class browsing, there's like a lot of edge cases.
Yeah.
And so there's cases where it's like, well, they haven't clearly had not dealt with this yet. And that's something that, I'm skeptical that this is something that will work perfectly at release, just because there are so many little details in different implementations that people expect from desktop class browsing,
right,
quote unquote. So yeah. I think that's going to be kind of a running war for them as they update these things.
I think that's exactly right. It's going to be an ongoing set of refinements, but you can see that they're trying. And like, there are many points where I'm delighted and I'm like, oh yeah, this works now. But
right.
There are other points,
yeah,
where you're like, oh, I kind of can't tap anything on this page now.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's definitely a problem.
Well,
I was going to say, yep, I'd heard that, people have been there. I noticed when I'm flipping your Twitter that there have been some downtrodden feelings on the beta in terms of whether or not it would be ready,
yes,
in time for the usual release date. People saying, I don't know how they're going to finish.
Yeah.
By the time, maybe it'll be delayed. Maybe I don't want to know firsthand whether you feel like that's actually a risk or whether people are, you know, maybe overblowing it a little bit.
I don't know. I think I said this on Upgrade this week, that I don't feel like I want to take the extreme position of somebody like Steve Trotton Smith, who has said he thinks it's fine. I also don't want to take the extreme position of it's a disaster, because I find, like Marco, I find that it is usable, but I don't think it's shippable in the form that it is. Like, I can get past the bugs and do what I need to, but they're going to have to close this thing, and we're getting close. They're going to have to close this thing pretty fast. And I have definitely heard rumblings sort of secondhand that Apple is, potentially hedging in terms of like the new iPhones, that they could ship them with some sort of alternate,
right,
version, or like an iOS 12 kind of final build that's just for that hardware, just to get it out the door. But what Mike and I were saying on Upgrade is it would be malpractice not to have that as a fallback, right? Like, because
yeah,
you're not going to,
yeah,
not ship the iPhone, so you need to prepare. I'm not sure that's evidence that the betas have been going so bad that they have to do that. I think maybe you should be doing that anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Other than shipping new hardware, I don't see why they have to put such a time limit on it. So yeah, and Catalina especially, I would say, is that way. That they can ship that later. They can ship that in October, November, and it's fine. It's just fine.
Yeah, and there were talks too, because stuff has been, there are features that have been in and out of the betas as well in terms of implementation. It sounded like there's some stuff that people were thinking may or may not make it, like maybe they'll, like with, you know, they've done this in the past with like messages in the cloud and Apple Pay Cash, which I realized recently I had somehow missed that whole thing where it got rebranded as Apple Cash. Somehow that went like in one ear, out the other, because I was suddenly like staring at this page like, wait, is it called Apple Cash? I swear it was called Apple Pay Cash. And I looked up, it's like, oh, in March they decided they rebranded. I was like, oh God, I don't remember that at all.
That happened to me. I updated my photos book and realized that it was all iCloud Photos now instead of iCloud Photo Library. And I was like, changed the name.
When did that happen? Yeah. But they've done stuff before where stuff that has been promised for the 0.0 release or whatever,
right,
has shipped later in the fall, or occasionally sometimes much later.
Yeah.
So that's certainly not, that wouldn't be unusual.
Right, right. I think that's not unreasonable. Whether they're dropping stuff out for betas because they want the beta builds to go ahead and they don't want to wait around for this thing to get fixed, or whether they're really considering dropping them from the final, I think it's a good discipline thing to say, like, I think I wrote a whole column about this at one point. Like, yeah, if you need to delay a feature or two in order to ship it and have it be solid, just go ahead and do that. That's okay with me.
Right.
The one thing they can't do is like hardware specific things for the new iPhone or any other new hardware,
right,
they're releasing in the fall. But beyond that, like, yeah, just make it work and make it be stable and all of that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, some of it's self-imposed, beyond like whatever their ship date for the new iPhone is. Let's, you know, make a guess and say that that's probably like the 20th of September. And obviously even then they could ship the phones with iOS 12 and then push out an iOS 13 update at the end of September.
By the time
they wanted to.
So there's a lot of variability. I mean, they've done this plenty of times before. It's not like they haven't played with all these options or at least thought them through. Like you said, it would be unwise of them not to even consider it.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I'm looking forward to getting back onto sort of stable ground, as it were, and being able to play with these things a little bit more in depth without having to worry about mission critical stuff and travel. I think that will be, give me a chance to delve into this a little more than I've had a chance to do so far. Is there any other important news? Is there other stuff that I've missed?
They brought back the iPod Classic. No, that's not true. They didn't do that. I just made that up. Your podcasts continue to be, I was on Clockwise this week. The Rebound apparently continues to be published.
I need to listen to all of these.
Yeah.
I keep getting notifications when they, especially the Clockwise one, because the automatic relay bot, it's like, Clockwise with Micah Sargent and Dan Morin is live now. I'm like, it's not.
Yeah, that was
me.
It was me. So you got all of those, all your co-hosts are figuring things out about that stuff.
Well, so what I hear from that is they don't need me and I can stay.
Yeah. Well, I have to post Biff for Guy and John, so I would like you to come back because I don't want to keep posting Biff.
I wasn't gonna, but I guess that's a pretty compelling argument.
Whatever. Whatever.
I should probably do
what you want. Having a good time at WorldCon, having a good gears like that.
It is a little interesting, but I consider it like it's a way of easing back in to normal life, because a con is not normal life. It's a very heightened experience. That's with WWDC, right? Like it's got its own specific strictures and rules. And so for me, it's a way to like break up the like delight of the going on a honeymoon and really just getting to spend time purely for leisure and doing something that instead is, work adjacent, but still feels very social and very non like daily grind situation. So I've signed some books. I sold some books. Been on some panels. And gotten to catch up with a bunch of people that I don't get to see very often. So all that put together, it's a lot of fun. And I will shortly be touring the Guinness Storehouse, which I have done, but it was 15 years ago.
Right.
But fun fact, accompanying me on that tour was my friend Tony Sindelar.
Oh, yeah.
Who, some incomparable fame.
Some of you may know, yes. That's right. Well, I just Lauren and I took that tour, a couple years ago. And, it's fun. And you can drink beer if you want, and buy a souvenir
in a very nice 360 degree bar that
yes,
they have at the top.
We were up
that's
there for
cool.
sunset, and it was really nice.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Well, so the sun is peeking out again in typical Irish fashion, so we might actually have a good view once by the time we make it up there, or it could be raining again.
All right.
There's
no way to know. Well, go do that, and I will not keep you from your Irish experience any longer. But I guess, I'll talk to you next Friday back home.
Yeah, next week I'm back on the clock. Get back on Monday night and everything.
Keep watching that clock, Dan.
Yeah, so I'm just rolling right back into recording podcasts. I might record a podcast the night I get back, which sounds both like a good idea and a little bit bad idea.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that pays out.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to having you back in the country. Have a good rest of your week in Ireland. Bye, Dan.
Bye, Jason.